It is something that I'm very excited about. It's reviewing the most recent book from David Nichols, You Are Here. And as part of that, there will be a quiz with a free book to give away to the first correct answer. Then later at around 5 o'clock, I'm interviewing Zoe Venning Pridham, a local sound therapist and wellness studio owner, in my regular feature, Every Life Has a Soundtrack. And then after that, I will play your requests. So have a good think and, send them in to my email address, which is khrrequests@yahoo.co.uk. So while I wait for your requests, I'm going to focus on our musical book review of You Are Here, the most recent book from David Nichols.
You're listening to Kingston Hospital Radio.
Hello, Julie, and hello, everyone at Kingston Hospital. My name is David Nichols. I'm a writer. I've written a book called One Day and Start for Ten, and my latest book is called You Are Here, which I think Julie's going to give away today. And it is a comedy, like all my books. It's a love story about two lonely people who meet on a long hiking holiday in Yorkshire and gradually get to know each other. I really hope you'll enjoy it, and thanks, Julie, for inviting me on. And I'd just like to send very, very best wishes to everyone at Kingston Hospital, and thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
And thank you very much, David, and for your generous donation of books. And I'm very much looking forward to spending the next half an hour talking about David's book and playing the music associated with it. David is himself a music lover. For example, he uses music to create atmosphere in his novels and as a creative tool. And I would like to start this feature by giving a quick shout out to my book group. This is for the Delhi Book Group of Thamesditton, and particularly to Judith Booth, a lively member of that group, who chose this particular book for us to read and discuss. As David described, it's about two lonely people and what happens to them while they are walking the coast-to-coast walk in northern England. And now, David's generous donation, I've already mostly given away. I've been into Kingston Care Home, the Kingston Carers Network, Molesey Hospital and Linwood Care Home, as I mentioned earlier, in Thamesditton, and they are already benefiting from these. But I have one more copy to give away to the first listener to come up with the correct answer. And this is the question. You tell me where the coast-to-coast walk starts and ends. You can give me either the name of the place, the county, or the sea, or all three, if you like, of those to win the prize. So you have a think about that, and we'll carry on with our review. So in this book, You Are Here, all the characters are beautifully drawn, but the main ones are Marnie and Michael, both lonely, one divorced and one separated. And this book has plenty of comedy, many laugh-out-loud moments, and this is alongside great pathos. There is sadness and melancholy mixed in with the story. And as David explained to Laura Verne recently on the BBC's Desert Island Discs, he believes comedy and sadness are intertwined. He doesn't find happiness as a very interesting subject, and he can't imagine one without the other. And like some of the members of my book group, he doesn't believe happy endings. He always wants to know what happens next. He said, a happy ending is always when you stop the story there, but if you keep rolling, there is something else to come. Now, the Delhi Book Group think he achieved exactly that, and thus this is very unusual for us to all agree. We usually disagree very heartily, but we all found the book immensely funny, life-affirming and uplifting. And it's an ideal read if you are in hospital or if you just need cheering up. I personally share his love of a book with a map, and You Are Here has loads of those, charting Michael and Marnie's course as they attempt to walk from coast to coast. Talking of which, halfway through the novel, they stop at the hotel on the shores of Ulswater, and Michael hears Sade singing the words coast to coast. and he thinks it's rather appropriate, despite it being about LA to Chicago. So here's our first song inspired by the book. Inspired piece of music, that smooth operator by Sade. And you know, this book is so romantic at times. Listen to this when she is concerned that she may smell of pig shit after a day of walking. And he leant towards her and was surprised when she leant in, her head suddenly on his shoulder. The air around her, vinegar and fat, gin and gravy granules and cheap shower gel. "You smell very nice," he said, meaning it. Oh, isn't that lovely? So, a few deliciously short chapters later, there comes the little game that Marnie has suggested they play, that they swap their phones as they're walking along so that they can each listen to random songs on the other person's playlist. And this chapter is appropriately entitled Random Shuffle. First up is Michael's reaction to Marnie's first random play.
All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. Is your lover playing on your side? Said he loves you, but he ain't got time. Here's the answer, come and get it, and a knockdown prize. Ballin' just to help him see what he's been missing. So come and
grimace. Really? He says, really? And Marnie says to him, well, don't you want to know what it is that makes the boys want more? Is it some sort of secret potion? He asks. It is, like in Midsummer Night's Dream. But if the potion is the only reason they're in love, you're worried it's not real love because it's not based on chat. I'd certainly be uncomfortable in a relationship with one of Little Mick's, with anyone, if it was based on deception. Isn't that great? So there you are, that's our first play of the random shuffle game. And now it's Marnie's turn to listen to Michael's random play. By Simon and Garfunkel. So, Marnie's response? Well, this is instantly depressing, and Michael admits it's not one of his favourites. Then Marnie continues, a sparrow or a snail? Why not both? No, I've lost my page. A sparrow or a snail? It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, hammer, nail. You're going to be a hammer. I suppose they mean it is better to be passive or aggressive. Why not both? Much better, they agree. So, now it's Michael's turn to listen to Marnie's next random play.
To know. Don't speak, no.
And that was Don't Speak by No Doubt. And Michael's reaction to it was, it's highs and lows, isn't it, your collection? And then Marnie proceeds to tell the story of her first breakup song in year 10 with Sean Hayward. She said she listened to it on a loop and they had only gone out once. Big Nick's Easy Diner. So Michael asked, what did you have? Sean had sticky ribs and a baked potato. I had the jumbo shrimp cocktail because I wanted to impress. Seafood. I know, quite bold in landlocked Bromley. Then we went to see Deep Impact. I was having all these fantasies about me and Sean surviving a tidal wave together. And we walked out and he dumped me. So there you go. Marnie's turn now to listen to Michael's random shuffle. Is Pull Up to the Bumper by Grace Jones, and that's one of my favourites too, actually, so I was very happy to play that one. Marnie, Mr. Bradshaw, you dark horse, I had put you down for sea shanties. Now it's Michael's turn to listen.
Let me say yeah!
Marnie shouts, oh God, no, turn it off, turn it off. And of course they've got all these rules, so he says, oh, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't. The rules, this isn't even mine. Seriously, Michael, turn it off. I like it, I think it's catchy. She made a grab for the phone and she said, doesn't count, it's got a strong beat. Look, I'm taking my earpiece out, I refuse to listen. It's on your phone. It's Neil's. It's not even mine. It's Neil's. And of course, Neil is her ex. So each time we learn a little something more about this pair. Finally, it's Marnie's turn to listen to another one of Michael's tunes.
He comes the sun, do-do-do. Here comes the sun, I say, it's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, do-do. Here comes the sun, it's alright. Little darling, the smile's returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say, it's alright.
Is Here Comes the Sun by The Beatles. I knew it, she said. I knew there'd be Beatles. Everyone likes The Beatles. Men more than women, I think. Is that true? The Beatles and George Orwell and The Shawshank Redemption. Well, I do like all of those things. And that's fine. It's a kind of fantasy, isn't it? Being in a band, being one of the four basic personality types. You're all John or George or Paul or Ringo. It's music, but also this dream of male friendship. Maybe, he concedes. So I guess Julia's thought for the day is, which one are you? That leaves you with something to think about. Now, there's one quote from the book that I think will always stay with me when I next go to the supermarket to buy my spring daffodils. When Marnie arrives home, she buys some cheap daffodils to cheer the place up. And with the Lake District and Wordsworth in her heart, she suddenly says to herself, "And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the supermarket daffodils." And then they are so tightly budded that when she puts them in the vase, she describes them as a display of spring onions. So, there you are. So, now let's see. Let me go into my emails and see who is the lucky winner. Okay, yes, Della Murphy of Hampton. She has given me the correct answer by email. It's St. Bees in Cumbria and Robin Hood Spey in Northern Yorkshire. And of course, it's the, I'm trying to remember the seas now. Let me look at my notes. Irish Sea is one of them, isn't it? And the, I have to look that up, actually. I seem to have lost my notes. Never mind. Anyway, Della got it right. Well done, Della. Congratulations. And that book will be winging its way to you very, very soon. So I do hope everyone will read this book. I defy you not to enjoy it. And if you want to know more about David Nicholls, why don't you try and tune in to his Desert Island Discs on BB Sounds? It's a great listen.
Great hits and great entertainment. Great entertainment. Kingston Hospital Radio.